You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. All right, well, this is a little bit deeper than hair, but you know. This episode is about charging your worth. Do you know what that means? I don't understand what's happening. But do you know what that means? What is your worth? How do you find those numbers? How do you know what to charge? Like, where are you from? Oh, I get it now. Sorry, this is trying. It's a trying time right now. You are going to know your worth by your skill level. So where you are in your career, who you've done already, you know, like just evaluate yourself. Evaluate where you've been, what you've done, how much education you take a year, what budget do you have in your salon or in your life for education. Do you have money set aside just for furthering your career? No? We need to work on that too. You know, I know salons give some great classes and whatnot, which you can totally get me in there. I'll be more than happy to come to your salon and give you my Way Hackers workshop. It would be a delight to see you guys like really like take it on and build your business. Like, that's what it's about, building your business. Like, that's what it's about. That's why you take all these classes, right? It's not about, you don't need to know another haircut. You don't. How many haircuts do you know? Thousands, right? Why do you know the haircut? Because that's what's trending. That's what's going on. So all of that really goes into how much you should be paying. So say you take a $10,000 class a year. Like, $10,000 is your budget to go to beauty shows, to all of that. So that $10,000 already needs to go to all of your clients. So right now, take the book you have and take that 10,000 and divide it by all of them, right? So now, from that, you have to put on their color, like, okay, so how much does the color cost? Okay, how much does the shampoo cost? 20 cents, okay. Literally, break it down. And then what will happen is you will have your, this is the minimum you can charge someone. So if that means it's a friend and you're giving a friend's discount, all right. If it's a family member, this is what they have to pay. Otherwise, you're doing free hair. So really think about that. So from there, you have your cost of goods, so to speak. So from there, what you're going to do is you're going to then see your clientele. Who are they? Are they anyone special? Are they high maintenance? Do they need a lot of time? Is it a la carte? You're like, I don't know your how you set up your salon or how you do that. But truthfully, you can really start doing it as if you were a therapist. They get $125 an hour, and that's a cheap one. I've had one up to like $200 an hour. I'm like, excuse me? Have you changed my life? All right, maybe he did. So you can think of it that way. If you want to think of like an hourly rate that you want to make, you know, and that's doable and that is helpful for your family and your career. You know, if you're doing more A-list celebrities, I mean, it goes up into the thousands. I will not lie to you. I'm, yeah, So once you know your minimum costs for doing their hair, and then who you've done as a person and your resume, when you look at your resume written out, are you okay, cool, or all right, or oof, I need to work on that. Like, those are different steps that you can take to get to the next level, and it's totally fine. Going to the next level will always help. You will always be doing better than before. Always. And truthfully, and this is what's going to be able to help you after you take a class that you're like, yo, I learned X, Y, and Z, and it's going to be amazing. And then you do that on your client, and your client is like, yo, this is the best hair I've ever had. Oh my God, where did you learn this technique? Well, then you can talk about it. And then you can be like, here, babe, that's how much that costs. Boop. So if that kind of gives you a little bit of a layout on how to get to charge your worth, you have to know it. Like, truthfully, you can say, okay, fine, $200. But if you don't take those education classes, if you don't keep up with yourself as a human being, like eating the right things and like being healthy and all that, you're like, oh, what's the point? Are you just a greedy person? What the hell is his name? But he has Stardust. Ted Gibson. Are you a Ted Gibson? Can he charge, like $5,000 for a haircut? Just a haircut. You know what I mean? Like, is that doable? Do you see that? Can you see how he can charge that? Working with celebrities, I mean, even my own day rate, which we're not going to talk about day rates, because I go through union and I'm like, okay, well, this is what I normally get for my union day rate. So you have me coming for just one person. You have me coming for just an hour. It's very expensive. So yeah, so it's building that up and really making them know why. You can literally tell them why. X, Y, and Z. This is how much it costs me for just the products for you. This is what it costs because I need to go for more education. And yes, you have to pay for it if you want it on your head. I'm making you look better every time. And then from there, well, I've done X, Y, and Z. I've done this. I've done that. I've taken this class. I've taken that class. And you're just building yourself up. And hopefully, with all this buildup, there is no saying no. They want it, they need it, and they're gonna get it, right? That's what it's about. Giving them what they want. That is truthfully what they want. So, you can further your education by going to danielcoyeducation.com, where you will find my book. And from there, you will find my ventilating kit, and then my one-on-one class, and then Wig Hackers Live, which will be happening in the new year in 2019. I think this will be airing before then. But anyway, so please stay tuned for all of that that's coming out. You can go to Daniel Coy Official on Instagram and like all my photos, like them all, every single one of them, all 1900 that I've already posted. And then you can send me a direct message of questions, comments, queries, concerns. I love questions. And you can drop in like a Danny, talk on your blog, talk about, or my what do you call this? A podcast. Give me some themes to talk about because I love to talk and chit chat and lollygag and spill the tea. And on all the social media, so Twitter, on Facebook, find Wig Hackers, or you can find me and shoot me a message, and we'll be great. And we'll set it up, and hopefully soon you'll be part of the decoy empire yourself, making some buku bucks. All right, guys, don't forget, if you do one hair at a time, it'll take a long time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.